My friend started like a DJ house group 2 years ago, and I jumped on it last year, and I like learned, but I had one of them small ones where like one button does like 10 on a professional.
Mm-hmm.
So I was practicing on this little small one, and then I would go to their open decks and stuff, and I would be overwhelmed.
It was
so
party.
Different. Theirs were like $3,000. So I've been kind of like slowly upgrading through the days, but for the last 6 months, I've been...
Let's throw a silent party.
I'm with it. Well, y'all, I mean, you do very different music. You do like R&B.
But that's why I say a silent party. Silent party, everybody got their headphones on, they can switch between the channels.
Yeah.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah.
I've seen those.
Yeah, all three of us. Come on, you guys. Let's do it. It's a movement.
Yo, what up, guys? I'm T. Hear More.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And this is Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. May I take your order?
Yeah.
Also known as Damn Internet, you scary.
Insert quote from Good Burger.
Mm-hmm. It's a very good show. We got a very special guest. We got Ghostface on the show. Not the killer. I mean, it actually is the killer, but not the rapper as the killer.
Oh yeah.
I wish we had something that you could do without speaking, so they could try to guess who you were as an actual.
Don't
guest.
Do the hand sign.
Yeah.
Don't do the hand.
You
sign.
You kind of just told them who it was. It.
Damn.
I'm sure they would know by that big ass hand.
Don't go by the skin tone. Go from the ashiness. I knew it as soon as I saw them knuckles.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got Mr. Commercial Booker himself in the house. Mr. BT Kingsley is back. Bam, 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 bam.
What up, motherfuckers?
Fresh off of a tour. You got a lot of shit going on right now, man.
Yeah, man. I'm on the road, man.
You got your own tour going on. You're still touring with Nate.
Yes.
You got commercials coming out.
Yes.
Shows you're working on. Album dropping.
Yes.
Ooh, Kingsley Podcast.
Come
Kingsley
on, Fest finally.
Was yes. 2 months ago.
Yeah.
Finally. It's just a lot going on, man.
Yeah, it's been a good time, man. Stuff feels good, man. Y'all got to come in and do the podcast.
Hey, man.
Yeah,
what's it called? You call?
It's called Killing It. Me, London Brown, Justin Harris.
Killing It.
I'm killing it.
And your Ghostface today.
Ah.
That's good promo. That is good promo.
I see what you did there.
Thank
I see what you did there.
Shit, itch.
That's great. London's back in town, so he can finally do something regularly?
Yeah, for a little bit. We've been running him up. We're a few episodes in. I said both of y'all scheduled y'all didn't. But now we're going to circle back. We're gonna
who's in the podcast?
Me, Justin Hires, and London Brown. It's like the journey of being in the industry and killing it. Either you have momentum, had momentum, or getting momentum. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So, yeah, we just
and you can kind of bounce around between those three, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the story of every comedian and actor's life. Unless you're a regularly working actor, you are only had momentum.
Yeah, only Sam Jackson is the only one.
Oh, God.
Man.
I saw something with him the other day. We was talking about, man, I just like to work. Everybody else be chasing these very specific roles. He was like, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
One day it's going to be something deep, and the next day it's going to be snakes on the plane.
Listen, but he going to get the check every time. He's going to get the check every time.
But that's kind of an interesting thing to say. Like, y'all be like reading the scripts.
Yeah. Right.
I'm doing it.
Yeah. He was like, because he said, you only get so much time in your life when you get to do this thing. He was like, so I'm trying to fill up the schedule.
And Sam is like, what, 78?
He got to be. 70?
What's dope about Sam is that even if he's in a terrible movie, he's always good in it.
He's always great.
And you never blame him. Even Snakes on a Plane, he was leading that, and we were just like, that movie sucked.
It was Sam. Fun. Yeah, Sam was fun.
But Sam.
Movie stars are I saw that Brad Pitt and
76.
Who 76?
He's 76?
He is 76.
Oh. Who's Snowfall? Damson.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw the movie. You saw the movie with him, the F1?
I haven't seen it yet, but I heard it's really good.
It's fantastic. And in that movie, you realize, one, Brad Pitt is a movie star.
Yeah.
Like,
this is his highest grossing film as a lead.
Yeah, it's just
as
the way
the number one lead. This is Brad Pitt's highest grossing film.
Really? It's great.
Considered lead in Oceans?
No, he was not the main lead. He's the main lead in this movie, and it's the highest grossing film of him. And it's produced by Apple.
It's an Apple movie. Yeah, by the same people.
Apple movie.
Yeah, Apple was made by Apple.
What does that mean? When did they get a movie studio?
Well, I mean, they have the streaming, they have the shows, and this is
this wasn't in theaters.
It was in theaters. It did great.
It was in theaters, but this is the first one that they produced.
It's a big movie. It's big budget, too. They did, like, the same producer that did Top Gun.
Yeah.
So it's
Top Gun
for race cars, but it was
It was crazy.
Phenomenal.
The way that they did the cameras on the cars was the first time that they had done that. It's a lot of firsts with this movie. I've heard great things about it, but I haven't sat still long enough to see it.
What do you mean you realize he was a movie star, though?
Cause it's just the way his how he captures a frame. Mm-hmm. Like, you could see it. Like when he walks on screen, you're like, that's Brad Pitt. That is a movie star. And you could see him passing mm-hmm. a baton to Damson. I was okay. like, oh, well, I haven't seen. You know, I used to do that all the time. I was like, I haven't seen this in a while. Like, Charlie kind of did it for Tucker. It's like, you see it happen all the time where somebody just kind of pass Who's off. Tucker? Chris Tucker? We call him Tucker.
Charlie Sheen did it with Chris Tucker?
And Money Talks?
You know, and Money Talks. Okay, yeah, okay, yeah. Gotcha.
What do you mean by passing the torch on camera?
Like, when you're on, it's like that, you know how, if it's wrestling, you know how somebody, like, they get you over? It's like, if they let you do the move on them, okay, John Cena let you get over. It was like that kind of thing where when you saw them going back and forth,
they
it was
had
like,
highlighting clips.
Yeah, it was clear that Damson was now a movie star.
Yeah. Damson, yeah.
You mean just in terms of, like, sharing scenes?
Sharing scenes, allowing them to shine in the mm-hmm. scene, not stealing the scene from them, allowing them to be the zenith in the scene, like they take it to the highest level.
Do you know any movies where a actor, like a prominent actor, didn't allow that? Like they didn't allow anybody to shine. It was just them.
I mean,
Chris Tucker did it in almost all his movies.
Yeah,
any scene that Chris Tucker was in, for the most part, he stole that scene. He did it in Rush Hour. He did it in Friday. He did it in what was the one? Fifth Element. Yeah. I mean, even though Bruce Willis was the star in Fifth Element, every mm-hmm. scene that Chris Tucker was in, he damn near stole the scene.
It happens all the time. You remember in Idlewild when...
Never saw it.
You never saw Idlewild?
You know what's crazy? As we wear these costumes, I've never seen Good Burger.
You know, that's why I said insert Good Burger quote. I saw it one time on Nickelodeon, right?
Okay.
It came out as a Nickelodeon movie.
I know no references.
I have nothing.
I almost other said than orange soda.
That's all I know.
That's not it. Ain't that the Kenan and Kel show?
The same thing. The movie is a spinoff from...
One of the sketches.
Yeah, from the show.
Right, but is this orange soda bit in the Good Burger bit?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Got you.
Yeah, you might as well just put that on top. Yeah.
Cut it. You gotta cut a hole in the top and pull your hair out of it.
Yeah, pull your hair to the top.
It's totally pointless.
There you go. Yeah. Okay, now we in that.
It's ripped now in the you back, can't see though.
You know what I'm saying? Welcome to Good Burger.
You should rip that motherfucker down.
Speaking of stealing scenes, bro, you have no idea how often that churchy scene crosses my mind, and I just die laughing. When you walk in and see Kev with that wave cap on, he turn around and go, oh!
Hey, he start running across the pew.
Hey,
I appreciate churchy so much because it's the first production I've ever worked on that let me go wild. I mean, they let me go wild on Harvest. Like, Bentley definitely lets me go, but I'm usually a guest star role, so I don't get it. My dialogue doesn't allow for me to go that long in the scene. But on Churchy, they let me. I didn't have to cover my tattoos. I didn't have to take out my nose rings.
How often do you have to cover your tattoos?
Every fucking time.
Really?
Everything. Unless my character has on long sleeves, I'm always getting the arms covered up.
That's crazy.
The neck and all the neck tattoos get covered. Everything. Mm. This is the first, the very first production that I've never had to put on any type of. And it helps because, man, that would be an hour and a half.
That's
crazy. Added to the morning.
Yeah, but I feel like when BET was sharing the post, they were sharing it like, man, that's good, man. We got one.
Hey, man, listen.
Good job, Kev. Good job, Jeff.
Let's start on the spinoff, BET. Let's not wait until the third, fourth, fifth season. Let's start on it now. So when we're shooting the third season, we can go right into the first season of Calvin Crooks, baby.
This is
the perfect time.
Sounds mm-hmm. good. Calvin Crooks and you can step out of that world and all the crazy stuff you have going on. I love it.
Yeah. And this is perfect time. It can be like Martin. Because Martin was the wildest character unprovoked on Martin.
Right.
Pam was wild when she was provoked by Martin.
Right.
Everybody else was like provoked by Martin, outside of the characters that he played. Martin and all the characters that he embodied were always the wildest characters of every scene.
Absolutely. That's a fact, though.
That is. I love it, man. Let's do it. BET, come on, man.
Martin's timing only works on Martin. I was watching a show the other day. I was like, this couldn't work in any other show. It only worked because Martin is Martin.
It was built around him.
Because forget the big scenes and the funny stuff. I'm just talking about how he talked on the show. He'd be like, oh, come on, Gina. He did it every sentence.
Nobody stepped on his line. They knew it was coming.
He did that every sentence.
Do you think that like slapstick, super exaggerated comedy is on the way out? Or do you think it's just niche? Or less. Kevin Hart is very over the top too.
I think it depends on the character and the setting. I've been thinking about this a lot too for the past couple of years. I feel like there are mediocre what the general public considers mediocre actors or comedians until they get in a setting that is built for them.
Right.
And in that setting, they are magnificent.
What you mean?
Like how you just said, Martin would only work in Martin.
Mm-hmm.
Like how big he was, how over the top he was. It wouldn't have worked in Living Single. It wouldn't have worked on Friends. It wouldn't have worked on
And at the same time,
songs.
I got you.
Right,
yeah.
Right. But in Martin, because that show was built around him, because it was manufactured to highlight his strengths.
Right.
It was, I mean, just amazing. It was an amazing piece of content that ran for years, and it had no allies. Nobody could touch Martin. It stood by itself. Like, even with, like, Living Single, that was in the same era, but Living Single was just a different energy.
It was just
like,
a different tone.
It was for the ladies.
And it still works.
And honestly, I love Martin, but Living Single is probably my favorite sitcom, yep. Hands down. It's my favorite.
Living Single is amazing.
In comparison to like Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Are you talking about of that era?
Of that era.
I got to go Fresh Prince. Yeah.
You go Fresh Prince?
Yeah.
I get it. Fresh Prince was great.
I just related to it.
Yeah. Fresh Prince had definitely episodes that I related to more, and mm-hmm. I definitely watched it every Monday, but Living Single...
I love Living Single. I like a lot of girl shows. I love Living Single. I thought Girlfriends was amazing.
I never watched Girlfriends.
What?
Not once.
I feel like this is a bitch y'all came in here. Everything I say, y'all gonna be like, I never heard that before.
Let me tell you. You know what threw me off of Girlfriends? Nothing against the actors. None of them. All right. Of the actors were amazing. It was a theme song.
I didn't mind the theme song. I just felt like it wasn't
girlfriends.
I wasn't the demo for it. I just felt like it was called Girlfriends. So it was kind of like, you know how, like, I guess this is how I can compare it. Remember when Powerpuff Girls dropped?
Yeah.
And then like little boys, we were like, is this for us? Same with Sailor Moon. And then when you finally get over that ego hump, you're like, oh, this is a great show.
Sailor Moon is all in as long as you know, because you got Tuxedo Mask. But that same energy, that's how I feel about women in hip hop today. But bro, I'm struggling, bro. As a person who memorizes lyrics, these albums are too good.
Oh
my goodness. Because
Cardi B's album?
Cardi B's album is amazing. Lotto album is amazing. Glorilla album is amazing. Meg's last project was amazing. I'm like, I'm listening and I know every word. And
so
now I'm riding around.
Like, throwing that pussy in a circle. I'm going to throw my ass back on
bro. Bro. Because I'm a sing-along ass nigga, bro. Bro, you talk about struggling. Damn. Cardi's album has 24 songs on it if you count.
Does it really?
24 songs if you count Up, WAP, and their Erday remix. 19 of them motherfuckers are great.
When I tell you, oh my God, is this what my hat looks like now? I have not seen.
My girlfriend's there.
Low key. I will not do the show. What you mean?
I would not do the show. If he continues to do that, I am not going to do it.
You don't hate it that bad?
I hate it that much.
But
you know what? To be fair, it's not just that song. Keisha Cole, that was the song that
love.
That blew up. I will walk on everything. I don't take anything away from her skill, her talent.
It has nothing to do with her. I think whenever a real vocalist has a song where they show off real vocals, we hate it faster if it's popular because a lot of people without real vocals, we hear them doing it all the time.
Yeah.
So like Keisha sounds great doing it, but that whole run thing, when I hear it in the club, it's cringe.
That's because the hit isn't made. Real vocalists don't normally make good hits.
Because you need something that you can sing along to.
Yes, because it sounds like somebody talking over you. It's like the all the geniuses of music. Think about all the great people.
Light.
The people that they say are the best singers. Yeah. They ain't got no good. They call them for award shows.
But then they show off their skills on like the B side. That's how I feel about like a Bruno.
Yes.
Bruno can kind of, he can sing, but like 24 Magic. You old people can sing along with that.
What's the girl's name? What's the girl name that they call for every award show? Black woman, brown skin? No. She ain't got no hits.
Oh.
This is going to be fucked up because when we say it, you're like,
no everybody, you know, she vocally, she might be the greatest ever. She's one of the best. She's like, oh my God.
You ain't talking about Vanessa. Dream Girls? Because she got hits.
No. You talk about Jennifer Hudson.
Jennifer Hudson. Yeah.
Oh, she got hits?
No, not Jennifer Hudson. It's like Layla Hathaway? Layla Hathaway might be one.
Yeah.
Not a hit to be found. Vocals, the Pristine. One of the greatest.
I mean, you couldn't argue for Michael Jackson. Because a lot of the stuff that he be doing in his hits, Thriller, he be going to ranges most people can't.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I see what you're saying.
Well, Mike used to do some crazy.
Mike was doing some crazy.
Have you ever watched the, listen, there's like online, there's like deep dives of Mike's vocals without the music?
Oh, it's pretty. They didn't clean it up.
Bro, when he's doing those breathing and all those noises, those are percussion sounds.
No, for sure.
So when he's going, like that's you all feel it. Within, when you hear it without the beat, you like, you can hear him, his foot tapping the thing in the studio. I was like, oh, yeah. This is crazy.
The how I figured that out was, who else is like that is Marvin Gaye. Mm. Marvin Gaye used to drop instrumentals on his tracks. And you'd be like, where is everybody? Like,
right.
He added so many vocal layers that he's part of the beat. He didn't just go on there and sing. He added so much so that when you take away everything, it's just drum and bass
and
a groove. And you're like, damn, this thing added a lot.
They say that there's a dude realized it when he was in the studio recording Mike, I think for the second album, they put a microphone on the little stand he was standing on because he kept tapping his foot, and it was actually an extra kick drum.
Yeah,
he was on some other stuff. Yeah.
What's up, peeps? Want to let you know that this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. And October 10th was World Mental Health Day. And this year, BetterHelp is celebrating and saying thank you to the therapists. All right. For those that are in therapy, you know that sometimes that right question, that right breakthrough, that right safe space, that right ugly cry from a therapy session is exactly what you needed to break through, to make the change, to make the switch, to identify the trauma that's been holding you back. And right now, we just want to say thank you to the therapist. I know for a fact that I would not be where I am mentally and emotionally without the help of my therapist. And I'm ever so grateful because there were small things that I didn't even connect that made such a major difference in my life once I started acknowledging that and correcting that behavior or whatever it may be. And I'm such an advocate for mental health, man. And I really want everyone to get on this boat because we all need it. Even if your life is seemingly perfect, there's something that may be underlying that is holding you back or is a hang up or constantly on your mind. You know, no one has a perfect life. I'm gonna be honest with you. We all dealing with something, and that's okay because we're human. It's what humans do. So I want to encourage everyone to check out BetterHelp. Find the right therapist that can change everything for you. And BetterHelp has 12 plus years of experience in matching people to the right therapist. Quality therapists. Because BetterHelp therapists work according to a strict code of conduct and are fully licensed in the U.S. And that therapist match commitment means that if you don't feel like that therapist is working for you, you can switch therapists at any time at no additional cost to you. And if I'm telling you all this, then I'm telling you that we also have a deal for you guys, okay? I want you to remember that with over 30,000 therapists, BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform, having served over 5 million people globally. And it works with an average rating of 4.9 out of 5 for live sessions based over 1.7 million client reviews. That's a lot of people. So if you're ready to take that first step forward in changing your life and finding the perfect therapist for you, this World Mental Health Day, we're celebrating the therapists who have helped millions of people take a step forward. And if you're ready to find a therapist for you, BetterHelp can help you start that journey. Our listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/DIYS. That's BetterHelp.com/DIYS.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I saw it was one show. He was talking about how he built the beat and stuff around it. It was
beatboxes. Yeah.
Yeah. But if you when you hear the vocals, when you get the beat gone, that's still there. It's just
they layer it.
They loop it? Were they looping back then?
He's looping.
Oh, so he just did it.
Yeah.
As an ad lib.
He's doing it. When you hear the breaths, you realize, oh, that's part of his. He's making the progressions within the song. That is crazy. It's a crazy listen.
Hey, man. Mike was different.
For a lot of reasons, but Mike was different.
Y'all heard Michael Jackson, right?
Huh?
You know, tell them what y'all. You heard the new Cardi B album?
I have. I listened to it.
And thoughts?
It's a good album. It's a great album.
It's a great album. Bro.
I need to get. This is my, like, slowest musical year.
That's because you're not listening to the girls.
You know what?
No, it's not that. I haven't listened to Tyler's album. I haven't listened to the Clips album.
It's an influx of it, bro. Here's the thing. This is the the double-edged sword, the pros and the cons about technology and where we are right now. Mm. Everything is so accessible. Mm-hmm. It's too accessible. When I had to catch a bus to Best Buy to go get the new No Limit album,
right?
Yeah,
it made me. First of all, I had time to listen to it on the way home from that bus.
Covers
ride,
was busy,
right? I was there. They was cooking up with the covers. They was cooking up with them. It'd be a mansion with 12 million pounds of $12 million, leopards, cheetahs, yeah, lions, yeah, everything, every exotic car, and cheetah got something on the gold just train on fire. Yeah, when him just, whoever it is standing up from 85 chains, it's like this, right?
Goated art.
The
style.
PNG was going crazy back then.
Would you have the bus to go get the music?
Yeah, you invested more into it. And so you listened to it, and you actually, like, you knew track names.
Yeah.
I don't know track names like that anymore. Like, I just don't. Even with the Clips album, which I think would nominated for one of the albums of the year. Outside of Culturally Inappropriate and It Is What It Is, just the stuff that always makes, like, the Instagram posts. I don't know any track titles from that. And I think it's a great album.
Full voice.
I just haven't remembered.
Cardi B album is better than the Clips album.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. I really can't take him serious because this is also a nigga that loves Day like 26.
He's
Day 26 has who you like? Because that first Day 26 album better than most albums.
Is it better than 112?
Which 112 album?
First album, second album.
Do you have to ask? Not if it's better than anything?
Not the first and the third is better than the second. The first Day 26 album is definitely better. It's not better than Part 3, and is that not better than that?
I'm not finna do this. First of all, I respect you because you are an R&B fan. A lot of niggas just like to argue. Tony Baker will argue, but he knows music. A lot of niggas just want to argue just to argue.
Right.
You are an R&B fan. So even though I disagree respectfully,
go listen.
I understand where you're coming from because you are a true R&B.
Yeah, people, and I love 112, my favorite group.
BT pulled up today to the podcast. Blasting R&B.
Where are you listening to?
Chris Brown.
Okay.
I just saw Breezy in Orlando.
How was it?
Amazing.
Was that the one everybody's saying is like really long?
Amazing. He did three
3 hours and 10 minutes?
Uh-huh. Bryson Tiller comes out. Then Janae Aiko was at our show.
He just dropped a new album, too.
Mm-hmm.
Bryson Tiller just dropped a new album. And it's a two-disc album.
Yep.
That's impressive.
He's a good writer. He doesn't want to be an artist anymore, you can tell. What? I don't know if you can tell, but he said it a number of times in interviews. He wants to be a writer, which he had taken that route.
No,
I like Tiller.
But Chris was amazing. It was set up in like sections, but the show was amazing. All the theatrics. I normally don't like outdoor concerts. Uh-huh. I like my.
It was outdoor?
It's a stadium, so yeah.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. But I like my stuff indoor so I can see the fireworks
and
the pyro.
This nigga making money.
That shit was crazy.
This nigga making money.
He's never stopped.
Let's just keep in mind, he had just did Africa.
Mm-hmm.
One of the biggest theaters. He had done the most people,
mm-hmm,
I think, of any solo artist.
Right
in Africa. And then he went on the American tour.
Yeah, he's...
This nigga don't stop.
He's like 35, 34. And this he's far. Been... He popped when he was 15, 16.
Mm-hmm. What do you do when you got that much money?
What
drug do you do? How is sex still fun? What car do you make a daily driver? What do you do when you have that much money? You've been rich for that long.
I played Call of Duty with him for like 2 months.
I'm going to go to every lunch meeting in a hot air balloon. I got to leave the day before to get to where the fuck I'm going because ain't no fucking way a car is just going to excite me anymore. I got to do a hot air balloon.
Landing on Melrose would be crazy.
And a hot air balloon is outrageous.
Me and my niggas are going to rent a ranch just so we can race ostriches. We're going to ride on the back of ostriches and just do like that. Because, like, what is fun at that point?
Yeah, it was.
Ostrich.
My only...
I don't know how to say that plural. Ostrich?
Ostrich.
Yeah.
Ostriches.
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 With a G? Do you put in a G in it?
No, that's what women have instead of testosterone.
Yeah, but just put the ES on the end.
That is crazy.
That's what I was sounding to say.
Ostriches.
That is crazy, though.
Isosceles. That's a triangle with when the sides don't make a right. He did a... It was amazing to see. My only complaint... I wish he would have gave... It depends. Its own moment. He did it like with the DJ,
mm-hmm,
and if he would have did grass and greener a little longer.
But
my on the positive, he gave me everything for Indigo, and he gave me everything for No Guidance.
I heard that the one in LA. Well, and I only heard from one person. They didn't like the song list the set list that he performed. And this is some. I think it was Chelsea. It was Chelsea Kier.
Mm.
She was saying that she didn't like the song.
I think something happened specifically with that LA show. Because I heard negative things about the LA show too. Somebody was like, yeah, he ain't do nothing. He didn't dance. I was like, that don't sound right.
Yeah,
but I heard
dance?
A couple of clips. That's what they said. But he just might have been
that's
tired.
What he known for.
Yeah, but
you know, I love
Chris Brown. He danced like a bug in Orlando.
There are times when I just wish his voice was a little bit deeper.
Who, Chris's?
Chris. Just there are times.
No, you're right.
Because like Full Moon had what? 36 tracks on it?
It's
46
lot.
Tracks,
it's
something
songs,
like that?
Yeah.
40? Full Moon had so many tracks on it, I made an album within the album.
Yeah.
I had my favorite songs from that album on a playlist, and I still called that Full Moon. Like, yeah. I said my Full Moon.
Yeah.
And it was still pause. Like 12 songs. Now, ain't no pause. Ain't no pause. Like, you made this one for me.
Wild pause.
No. This one's for me.
Do you remember that? I don't know how to ask that question, but that is such a question I have. You had the gentleman who writes and sings Dixon?
Keon Dixon.
I don't know how to ask this question. If you are a man in R&B, you're making music, obviously, because you want to make music. You obviously are making music generated towards women.
Yes.
But what about us, bro? What about the fellas that love R&B? Like, how do you perceive
us? You want them to make nigga music?
No. I'm just like,
how do you
perceive them?
Accolades and the praise from man?
Yeah, how do you perceive it? Like,
when he was on the show, I had my hand on the side like this all the time. I was like, hey, man, I like that.
You're doing your thing.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
I traveled. We took a trip down to San Diego to go see Keon Dixon. It was a group of us.
Yeah, man.
It was dope.
I would assume it's dope. Because anytime you're aiming for something and you hit something else, pause.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, addition to. Because what you were aiming for,
they,
you still got them too.
They know they're hitting who they're supposed to.
Yeah, but I mean,
if an older.
Yeah, he
white
bust me
person,
wide open.
Because look, watch this.
He bust me wide open. I took it off.
I'm not going to say it no more. I'm just going to hold up the sign.
I took it off. I was willing and able. I was like, yes, Kenya. Yes, Mr. Dixon.
Mr. Dixon is wild.
Hard left out of that. If a older, like, white or, like, Asian person comes up to you and, like, I love your stand-up comedy, you'd be like, oh, that's dope. I didn't know, I was specifically aiming for this. I didn't know that you related to any of it.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's got
to
be
It got to be something close to that. But I'm just like,
but it's different, though. Because if an older white man, older white woman, older Asian man comes up to you, comedy knows no barriers except for the topics, right? So it might catch him off guard, but like, oh, that was your favorite joke? Like the pinkies and the elbows, that was your favorite joke? Any one of your jokes that, you know, maybe it's an obscure one, but you wouldn't think that's a person because of their race.
Like, that's
the
one, huh?
But when you're talking about a 70% album, 70% of an album that's driven toward love,
like
and
gender,
love
yeah.
making and toward a specific gender, and the dude's like, yo, nigga, number three?
Nigga.
But no, they gotta know about that too. They gotta know about that too.
Because we respond differently. The dudes in the crowd, when Chris was doing certain songs, everybody was reacting. But there were certain songs that the fellas was like, hey. Little baby in a bag and a birthday. Hey. We was lit.
It's like Keisha Cole.
And the girls were like,
no
okay.
I would have my shirt off with no guy.
It's like
bro.
Keisha Cole, no, the love song. Niggas be turning up to that
more
than anybody.
Man.
But I think it is a little weirder because it's like, man, I was singing to a chick. But it's got to be like how women love rap songs. And they be like, fuck that bitch, she a slut. You know,
yeah.
They be
yeah.
turning up to it.
They do.
That's what I'm
saying.
But
women have, it's kind of like, there are communities, like gay communities. They can say the F word, right?
Sure.
The same way women can call another woman the bitch
right.
without any regard, and it's like that is their language.
Right,
that
right.
is in their community.
We got the big smallest box.
Yeah. But because of gender constructs and also just societal roles, gender roles, right?
Yeah.
We can't do and say we're not supposed to say and feel certain things, but like, nigga, like, No Guidance is a fucking bop.
No Guidance is arguably one of the greatest songs
I'm
ever written, let me tell you.
If it came on a church, I'm singing
it's
everywhere.
Like, oh, you put that right next to Love and Happiness for me.
Right,
I was like,
come on!
Well, No Guidance
absolutely.
Is perfect.
But it's not always about who's saying it. It's about you repeating it and making it you saying it.
Yeah.
And that's why we can listen to a dude say, like, I got money, I'm turned up. You yes. know, you're not like, hey, he got money. You're saying it like, I'm the new
yes,
I.
Yes.
So if a R&B singer is talking about like what he would do to a woman, we can relate to that immediately.
Right. Right. Very
and
easily.
Then when we sing it, it's us now.
Okay, well, question. Here's the real question.
Right? Yeah.
Because Chris Brown is singing for the ladies, right? How do you feel when you're singing a Frank Ocean song? Do you change it up?
Probably, but... If is I it, did it, because you I know, don't care.
Yeah, is it because I'm just saying he's single
to a male?
Or
Tevin Campbell, for that matter.
Or Tevin Campbell, for that. Here's the thing. I'm not changing the goddamn thing. I knew about his sexual orientation after the album dropped. I fell in love with the album and the songs before I found out about sexual orientation. I'm going to sing the song, how the motherfucker
no,
wrote
right,
the song.
But they don't be saying, they still, like you said, societal pressure, they still say her. There are very few songs where a nigga is saying
Duran
him.
Say
and
him. Duran to say him.
Right, but
and I'm singing his song the way he wrote the motherfucker. That's my homeboy. Yeah. Hey,
Duran is fire.
Hey,
right.
Hey, Duran is fire.
Duran super fire.
Gay on paper. Yeah. So if you fuck with Duran, we accept it immediately.
Absolutely.
There's no hiding. So we get it. We
gay
accept,
on paper. Wild.
We accept him how he is.
When you drafted him, you knew what he was.
Right. Gender and sexual orientation is fucked.
So we, as soon as you're like, I like you, you okay with all that?
Absolutely.
But see, like,
he's great.
But now, but this is back to my argument. See, for the women, it's very difficult. Like, because all the women have their own personalities, and I'm realizing that they're doing nuanced things within the music. So, okay. When a woman is singing, when Destiny's Child is singing When You're Not Here, the t-shirt song, yeah. You could tell she's kind of being flirtatious with you as a woman too through the track. You're like, oh, she's singing straight to me. You know right. what I mean? Yeah. That's how it feels. I don't know if there's ever been a time in hip-hop where we heard that flirtation or women weapons in their vocabulary or their inflections used against us. So, and outside, Cardi says... I'm so small and tiny. He's so big and tall. I said, but, you talking about going and fucking somebody else? Yeah. What am I like? And it's like, but
that one I might switch up. She's so small and tiny. I'm so big and tall. I'm
right.
not tall.
Yeah.
But I'm lying about that too. Right. I'm lying about that too.
Might let him dunk this pussy like he dunked the ball. I was like, come on, bro. Yeah. I said, come
but
on,
Lil
bro.
Kim been on that.
Yeah.
Little, I can make a Sprite can disappear in my mouth.
Right. Hey, come on, man.
No, yes.
I don't know what to say at that
no,
part.
No, listen. You're right.
I hate this nigga so much.
But when you think about like how Lil Yachty wrote some of the nastiest City Girl songs,
right.
That's how you know it don't really matter.
Well, no, and Biggie wrote most
of
Kim's shit.
Wrong. Yeah. In the beginning.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
In the beginning.
That is
well,
crazy.
Is it though?
Come on,
Biggie.
It's the same.
Yeah, come on, Big. But he wrote Suck on Somebody Daddy.
It's just a different stance of... perspective,
right? That's all
like
they switch.
Yeah, you do have a point right there. But even though there was a Richard Pryor joke,
yeah, I'm just saying the delivery.
Yeah,
which
was wild for back then.
Yeah.
She looked so good. I suck on the daddy's dick.
Oh, that's a Richard Pryor joke. Oh, that's great to know.
Yeah,
first,
gotta
that
be.
Was first.
When we met, I admit my first thoughts was the trick. You look so good. I suck on your daddy's
when
dick.
When did Richard Pryor die? Before the 90s?
Way before. Well, he didn't die before 90, but that joke's for sure before that.
Oh, right.
But,
oh, shit.
But like, so it's like, okay, the album starts, boom, it has whatever happening, and then she goes like through the heartbreak.
Yeah.
And you can hear like this heartbreak and the songs are all failed. It's not even all negative.
Uh-huh.
And then it goes right into Outside. It makes Outside make so much more sense. And I wasn't like a fan
so
of that
So there
song.
Was like a story arc.
Yes.
It's
so
like
when
novel.
It gets into Outside... These are threats. She says, because women, I don't know if women be understanding, when you do something, you could really fuck shit up.
Yeah.
It's not, okay, I cheated on you, I smashed some girl. I'm sad, you sad, damn, this is fucked up. She's saying intentionally, because you hurt me, I'm going to go fuck your favorite player from your favorite team.
For your favorite team.
Yeah, she said, let me meet LeBron. I'm going to meet Savannah. I said, wait, now you're going to have a threesome with LeBron and Savannah? I can't even watch a game and relax and get over my heartbreak because you done fucked around.
Crazy revenge.
I say, that shit is outrageous.
But no, that women been on that, though. I've known, like, chicks who got cheated on and would... Fuck their nigga's favorite rapper.
Absolutely.
And it would be something where it's like, you know, if a chick fine enough, then the nigga's already suspicious.
Yes.
She's just like, you want to fuck Michael B. Jordan, don't you? And then they'd be like, I could.
Yeah.
And then they go do it.
But you didn't hear
Cold
about
game.
It.
Cold
you never,
game.
No, I 1,000% agree. You just never heard it in a song to such a great beat.
Damn. I could see that because... I didn't listen to her album, but I saw like comments Bro. That were like, it's for women who've been in a relationship for too long after they knew they were supposed to end it, and for women who are like back outside. And I feel like maybe why it's hitting so hard is because when you think about City Girls and Megan Thee Stallion, you don't know about like a lot of like long term relationships that they had.
Right.
So all of their stuff is
I
outside.
Broke up with Offset through this album. This was crazy. I was like, oh, okay, that's why she was feeling all fucked up. Bro, that shit is.
But what you says makes so much sense, because if you listen to five songs about heartbreak, then it's outside, that hits harder than just a whole album about being outside, because then that's just the whole album.
Yes.
Whereas the other one is like a becoming, it's like Batman Begins.
Yes. Yes.
It's the becoming a whole, which out of heartbreak, which both genders can deal
and
with.
And they all have their own like tone and rhythm. Like the Lotto album doesn't really lean that way. She's more in love. You can feel it towards the end, but she does like a very submissive thing. So it's like, it catches my ear because she's like, I can hear her flirting through the song. I'm like, oh, she's flirting.
That's what Meg been doing,
but
too.
At the same time, tonality-wise, Lotto's whole personality is, you bitches could never. And this pussy's so pristine.
Outside, yeah.
You couldn't tell me my pussy wasn't the best pussy in L.A.
Is that Lotto's that thing? Shit. Like, not a lot of people hit it?
Yes. She literally says, I'm a virgin. I was like, these songs are out.
I was like, this is perfect. I'm telling everybody this.
Yeah, niggas just time travelers all of a sudden?
Cardi says in the album, I'm on your dick, nigga. I want to hold it while you pee. Now, if you've ever had a woman in love with you, you know that they've before. Asked to do this before. Yeah. I was like,
it makes no sense.
It makes no sense. But when she
y'all
said,
ever,
I was
y'all ain't
done.
Y'all ain't never about hold your dick.
Never.
Let
yes. Yes,
never
absolutely.
I've had people hold mine. Yes, I've absolutely. Had people do the heart while I pee through the heart.
Okay.
That's
just
childish.
That's childish.
How?
All right, guys. Let's keep it real, right? Everybody want to brag on their penis, right? Everybody wants to have the penis that you walk dick first into a room and be like, yeah, I'm here. And that's totally fine, right? Now, let's say that you may need a little bit of help with that. Well, that's where Blue Chew comes in, right? Blue Chew is the original brand offering chewable tablets for better sex. And it's not just a tablet, guys. It's a cheat code for your crotch. Stronger, harder, longer lasting erections. Like someone gave your downstairs a pep talk and a gym membership. All right. Now I carry my Encyclopedia Britannica everywhere. And I'm talking from experience. I am a longtime subscriber of Blue Chew. I'm not just saying it, guys. Like I got the packets all through here. Okay. This one just came because it's real. I've been subscribed to Blue Chew for over 4 years and I have no plans on stopping. You know, sometimes I take a Blue Chew just to make standing easier. Kind of gives me an extra leg, like a kickstand. You know what I'm talking about? I remember when I first tried Blue Chew, all right? Shortly after that, my penis had its own zip code and it had voting rights. That's how much of a difference it made in my life. I just want to be real with you. So guys, listen, this isn't just about performance. This is about your legacy or your third legacy. You see what I did there? Give her group chat something to talk about. And you know, when you lay it down, they're talking about how it gets up. Nothing makes you more of a legend than a little Blue Chew. Discover your options at bluechew.com. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. As always, get your first month of Blue Chew free. Just use the promo code DIYS at checkout and pay $5 for shipping. That's it. Join Blue Chew's mission to upgrade humanity one thrust at a time. Head on over to bluechew.com for details and safety information. And big thanks to Blue Chew for sponsoring this podcast.
Because it got on it. There's no way you got on that pee through there.
No.
Some of it in a throat.
You got to start on the penis. Right? When you start peeing, then they pull it back.
Now, what happened when the pee's ended and it hit the drip, or the pee on the
thigh?
Ain't no way you shooting a 100.
Here's the thing. Anybody that's ever done it, they okay with water sports because they know I'm in a water sports.
Water so sports!
Oh.
That's what it's called.
It's not water. Call it pee sports.
I'm not that's, here no more.
If y'all into that, then call it pee sports.
This boy is stupid.
Hey, man, listen, man. Everybody, you got your thing. Everybody got their thing, man.
Is
this
it? Boy.
Let me see. This might be it.
Now, mind you, when I was at the Ari Lennox concert, I sang every word with no remorse whatsoever. I mean, comfortably, I sang every lyric. What's that? Because I give us.
What was the craziest one? I don't know too much.
For Ari, I don't care what she sang. Whatever she said, I said exactly how she sang it. And the inflections. And I don't with Ari, I don't care. There's certain women get a pass. Sade, Ari.
Sade?
Sade gets all the passes.
She don't be saying wild stuff, though.
She don't. But her, Anita Baker, they get.
It doesn't matter what they say.
I don't care
what they say. Hit you with a hard ER randomly.
I love it. I'm all for it.
I think this is. Okay, here we go.
Nigga, you wouldn't know a fine woman if you tripped over. This bitch was fine, but
what is this?
I ain't even.
Rich Fine.
Bitch was so fine, I wanted to suck her daddy's dick.
Huh. It don't intro like that on the album, though. Well, look at there.
I'm not going to lie.
I never felt that way in my life.
It being a reference does take a little bit of the...
It takes it all off.
It's like, yeah, it's wild, but I'm referencing some other nigga that said
it. It was a quotation. You didn't hear the quotations? I did this before I said it.
I didn't hear it. But now I'm going to look out for it.
Niggas said, I did this.
Y'all can't hear that in the studio?
You can hear it?
That is a wild thing for a rapper to say unprovoked.
And wild as fuck.
Unprovoked, but also crazy. Like
he said some other
shit
too.
You understand how fine she gotta be for you to say that on wax?
That is outrageous.
Not just amongst your friends, right. But you know, socially you're accepted because they know
your humor or whatever.
Your humor, and they know how.
This lasts forever.
This is forever. This is on Bad Boy Records.
You could also never have sex with her. Imagine that. Nah. Like you're like, damn, she fine. You give her dad head for 20 minutes, and then she's like, fuck, that was
like,
right. And then she's like, that was weird. But you still can't
takes
fuck
it
me.
Too far.
I mean, yeah.
Which kind of head are we talking about, though?
I mean,
is it just like head or is it?
I mean, I never thought about it. I never thought that far. I don't know. If you go, I assumed he meant like I would suck your dad's dick to hit you, but I don't think that's established.
I thought as damn, this been so fine. If the only way I can fuck is
exactly.
By exploitation, I have
still,
to.
He still gets it after.
I thought,
I'm saying there's a possibility you don't.
You don't even get it. You're right. Just doing it on the fucking, on the chance. On
just
the
like,
I thought it was an appreciation.
Like
I thought he was saying
your family.
She's so, you are so fine. I owe your daddy a favor type shit.
I knocked this out first. Like, this is the level and this is the boss.
I thought it meant like, I'll fuck anybody who looks kind of like you.
I didn't take that at all. Well, I mean, technically he said, I'll do it. He definitely said, I'll do it.
What you mean technically? He definitely said,
no, that's what I'm saying.
You look so good, huh? I suck on your daddy's dick. Okay.
He didn't have to say that. He said, you look
so good that I would do this,
but
even
with the,
if
with
it didn't
the
mean
reference
anything.
Track.
He didn't say, you look so good, I owe your daddy some head. He didn't say that. He said, I'll.
And that's it.
Nigga, you wouldn't know a fine woman if you tripped a lot. This bitch was fine, but. Bitch was so fine, I wanted to suck her daddy.
He said, I wanted to.
Okay, that's
a different motivation. Wait, because I don't think Biggie said, I want to.
He said, I'd suck on your daddy's dick.
He said,
he said I wanted to.
Yeah, Rich out here wilding. Hey, Dick Pryor is out here wilding.
You wouldn't know a fine woman if you tripped over.
Over.
That means he offered the father.
That's the cocaine.
I wanted to suck her daddy's dick.
Yeah, that's different.
That means the dad comes out like.
That boy's name is.
Well, daddy came out with coffee. He was like, y'all have a good day. What'd you say?
Y'all.
What did you just say, young man? That's what that was.
The woman left.
Yeah.
She went home.
Hey, she was already asleep. He had finished smashing already.
Dick Pryor.
He just wanted to say, hey, man, I just want to let you know.
Absolutely
just because
not.
That shit was so great. I want to.
That boy, Dick Pryor, wild as hell.
We haven't gotten into anything. We're 45 minutes in. I don't even know if we should try to get into some stories.
Nah,
at this
man, we
got to
get into
intro song.
We got to do at least one.
Okay, well, let's do the intro song.
Okay.
This is that song from the Notorious Big.
Okay.
Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah. It's Kel Mitchell. Meeting the quota. You look so good. I'll drink your daddy's orange soda. What the hell? I'm in this bitch dressed like a lesbian Kel. I'ma pass it to Ghostface. Not Ghostface BT, a hoe face. Look at the knife. Motherfucker, end your life.
Boom, boom, boom.
gonna rap with that mask on? I said, you gonna twerk with all that ass on? I switched characters. I wasn't talking to BT. That would be crazy. Do you feel me? Stab, stab, stab. Bitch. Give me your money, grab. I'm still trying to figure out if you gonna rap or if you just gonna sit there like that.
Boom, boom, boom.
Guess not.
I do the fool. We in this thing. We doing a thing.
Okay.
It ain't scary. She was a fairy. Let's do it. Damn internet, you scared. We get to it.
Okay.
Every rhyme, every time. We on time all the time.
This mask is hot. Shit. Oh. Forgot what I got.
When I met your first stops was a trick. You look so good, huh? I suck on your daddy's dick. Nope. I never, okay.
No, I thought y'all was my man. Nope. Nobody wanted to.
Nope. I never felt that way in my life. It didn't take long before I made you my wife. Nobody?
Okay. Nope. All right, cool.
Stopping the beat to say I'm sucking some dick is crazy. Hey.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
Hey, who got the best mask? What killer slasher got the best mask?
I think Jason, but Michael Myers' hair is so fucking ridiculous on that mask. That always bothers me. I'm like, is that his real hair? Or is that
who's
like
the dude from Star Trek?
So we're not counting faces, just masks, right?
Masks. Who's the dude from Star Trek? That's really his face. What's his name?
A Klingon or something?
No, the captain from Star Trek. No, the actor. The actor.
Oh, okay. The guy who played Captain Kirk.
The guy who talk like this.
Yeah, that's...
That is...
Who the hell is
that's
that?
That's Swayze.
Captain Kirk mask.
Yeah, William Shatner.
William Shatner. Yeah, apparently that's just a dyed William Shatner mask.
Really?
Right? Yeah.
Oh, that is William Shatner.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
That's the origin of Mike Myers. Wow. They just took William Shatner and like bleached it or something.
Oh,
that's crazy.
Oh, that's
so he's
William
like an
Shatner.
Actual other person. And then Jason's is dope, but it's lazy. That's just a hockey mask.
Yeah, hey, man. But
I feel like this
might
be the most iconic and original.
It's definitely original, for sure.
Worst movies, though, of the three.
Yeah,
first
I mean, as far as mask, yeah, because Jeepers Creepers.
Dog,
I'm about to say
Jeepers Creepers.
But
that's not
face.
A mask.
Yeah,
yeah
that was his face. It wasn't a mask.
So, Pinhead, that's a face.
Leatherface, Cougar, that's a face. But I couldn't even tell you what it looked like.
It's different every time.
It's what about Texas Chainsaw?
That's what I'm saying. That's Leatherface.
Oh, okay.
But it's different every time.
Oh, so my daddy's
soda? What the fuck? That was never Jinx culture. You got a second dad's dick.
Yeah, I'm about to say, what about Saw?
I like Freddy.
Jigsaw, that felt like his head. Like him and crazy. Chucky and Terrifier, those don't count as masks to me.
He said, that's not Jinx culture.
Jinx, you gotta suck a dad's dick. That's crazy. That's insane.
That's crazy as hell.
What about
Slender Man?
Oh, okay, the trick or treat one.
Mm-hmm.
Ghostface is still more iconic, but I love
Ghostface.
Sam.
Is iconic.
Yeah, Ghostface is.
I didn't know his name was
Ghostface.
Sam.
Is such a specific thing. It's like, why you stretch out that Ghostface like that?
And it's dope that it came out after the era of like Michael Myers, Jason, and all of that, because there aren't a lot of scary movies that have the longevity the way Scream did.
Right. Yeah. Scream. That's the test of time, and they was able
Halloween
to reboot
it. Is still going, isn't it?
I know what you did last summer. That was just the hood and the hook, right? They mm-hmm. never had a face.
Oh, that's right.
What about the new one that came out? There was a new one recently.
Hard Eyes.
Yeah. What about Hard Eyes?
Hard Eyes bombed.
I used to have that.
Oh, everybody had that one. That was like a hood costume because niggas could wear a regular outfit with it.
Which one?
That Hard one. Eyes?
Where you pump the blood through.
Oh, I didn't even. You I didn't know that was a thing.
You let me see Hard Eyes.
Hard Eyes.
Yeah,
I never seen it. I heard about the bomb. It got a horrible score.
Damn, it came out this year? Damn.
That's also a stupid concept.
It's hard to
that's not
convince
scary.
People of murder and mayhem.
With the hearts?
With the knowledge that we have now. Because I made a video about this, like Weekend at Bernie's. We bought that. There were multiple Weekend at Bernie's movies. And we really like, oh man, this is great. Not even thinking about rigor mortis setting in and that shit being stiff as fuck, right?
Yeah.
Law and Order ruined a lot of future scary movies.
Yeah, we won't. We
ain't buying that shit no more, bro.
What was that movie with the dude who put the chef who put the bucket on his head or a pan head?
A pot head or something like that. It was an Amazon movie because I found that at the Velociraptor.
We talked about it.
Yeah.
Oh, what about the Purge mask? Those are great.
Those are dope, but there's no like specific ones. They're different. I feel like the rabbit
that
one.
The one with the X's on it?
That's not Purge.
That's Purge. With the X's on the eyes?
Right there at the top? Yeah, top left.
Is it?
When
I thought they were like animals. The black phone one is. But that movie so isn't cool. big enough yet. They are coming out with the second one. They're dropping the second one.
The way of my life. It didn't make long before.
The best scroll horror up. Masks haven't been out long enough.
The Purges are the super creepy at Halloween Horror Nights. Oh,
you know
God.
What's a good mask?
Yeah.
The Purge people be the scariest people.
Yeah, honestly, that made me watch the movies. I hadn't seen the movies before that.
Actually, you know what mask sheesh, what has actually stood the test of time? The P. Diddy mask. What
the P. Diddy mask? Hey, yo, that Momo looks crazy.
Momo's the one.
There
hasn't been enough adaptations into movies yet, but Momo as a mask is probably
the
worst one.
Bottom right?
The bottom right.
Yeah, yep. Second to the side.
That's like a weird bat. That's
hey,
a
scroll
weird
that away from that.
That's
creepy.
Kind of creepy.
Click Momo because there's better masks than that too.
Click this Momo.
Or just search Momo.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah, Momo is. Oh, that looks crazy.
That was made to scare children. Like they were scared. Oh,
yeah, yeah. That yeah. one with that big forehead.
All of them.
Ah, that's creepy.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Yeah,
one.
Except for the one for the at the bottom. Second to the right.
That was a cheap.
That one.
That's a cheap move version.
Goofy. Yeah, that's kind of goofy. Right
I mean,
there.
If you saw that in the dark, you'd probably freak out.
Yeah, maybe.
That reminds me of the
Beetlejuice. Yeah, I was thinking about that same thing. Yeah. The character in Beetlejuice that's when they go into the little.
Yeah, these ones.
Oh yeah.
Oh shoot, yeah, kind of. Oh, with the eyes.
Michael
in
Keaton
the mouth.
Had a career, man. He got some iconic films.
He was Batman.
I didn't know Batman was Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice. He was what's the movie with the bird thing? The movie, it was after Batman. Birdman? The Flight of the Birdman? It was like a movie about being a superhero as an actor.
And he also was in the new RoboCop.
What?
Yeah, he was the one that was pushing for RoboCop.
What actor was tall guy. RoboCop?
It was the tall guy from the detective show, and he's been on a couple things, so... Michael Keaton's had a good career.
What's Michael Keaton? What's that movie? Because that's gonna bother me.
No, it was a bird movie.
It was called The Birdman, right?
Yeah, Birdman.
Yeah, Birdman.
Well, I remember the promo for that.
I think it won an Oscar, didn't it? I think it won an Oscar for that. Or it was definitely nominated. It was
the Vulture too?
No. He's in the
wasn't the Vulture in the
No, he's Spider-Man? In Spider-Man, yeah. And that Spider-Man has the Vulture in it. Oh, no! He was the Vulture!
Yeah,
because I'm thinking of... You know who I'm thinking about? I'm thinking about the nigga that played Scorpion. You're right. He was the Vulture. Come on, Michael Keaton. He was great in that. That great. That Spider-Man is fantastic.
Well, BT, man, before we get out of here, what else you got going on?
I want to do one of the stories.
All right. All right.
Just one, let's do a scary one.
Ooh, what the fuck is this? Ooh. Okay, yeah, let's...
Whoa, you could change your eye color?
Hold on, bro. Hold on, bro.
Ooh, see?
Oh my God.
Look, we would have missed this.
Okay, is this just a video or is there an actual story with this?
This is a video. We can look up the procedure, but you can see it here. But this dude is like going through a divorce. And if you go to his page, he'll say, like, fellas, if you're going through something, get your glow up. And this was his eye color, and now they're kind of like...
I can't even look at it.
What are they changing? Is he changing it to blue?
Is he changing it to blue?
No, they're going to be like gold looking almost. They're going to get there. Sorry, I can't fast forward.
I can't even look at that.
Do you want to just see what his eyes look like now, then?
Yeah.
Gold is crazy. I don't know.
Gold is a stupid color.
They look kind of golden.
I don't like when people have like exaggerated contacts because they be looking like vampires.
That's why. So you telling me not to do this?
Huh?
You telling me not to go get my eyes colored?
I wouldn't. You see all of that stabbing? Apparently, there's a lot of layers on your eyes that you can just pull off.
You can reset. I can't do it because of my old basketball injury. I can't get LASIK for that same reason.
You injured your eyeball in basketball?
Mm-hmm. Don't listen to BT. BT lies more than me.
Well, no. Tell us the story.
No, I was playing basketball, Cypresswood in Houston, Texas. I jumped to go get a rebound, and a nigga's thumbnail stabbed me, like, under the eye. So I had to put steroids in it. So, Yeah, this eye. This eye doesn't, my pupil doesn't dilate.
Because of the thumbnail?
Because of, yeah. So it's like he busted something, one of the muscles. So like it does like this. Hilarious. Who's in there? Oh,
there's so many
videos. Looks so good.
No, stop.
So many videos of people like taking these clear layers off of eyeballs.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what they do with LASIK. Yeah. With LASIK, they take the first, like, if you, so it's two
with
procedures.
A metal thing like that? It's not,
well,
laser.
Not like it's usually with a laser.
Right.
So the laser usually shaves down the first couple. It lifts up the first, the top layer of your.
Why are you pulling it like that?
Cornea, and then it shaves off the three, four layers under it, and then lays the top one back down, and that's supposed to correct your vision.
Your eyes seem like your vision.
It's too sensitive.
I don't understand it. Yeah. It's so amazing that there's no
First
way
of all,
I would
we see
mess
upside
with this.
Down, and then your brain corrects
flips
it.
Flips it, yeah.
And do you know that your nose is always present in your
you just ignore
line,
it.
Your sight of view? But your brain just blocks it out, but it's always there.
What?
Like, if you close one eye and you look to the left or the right, you can always see your nose.
Oh, man, look
at
that
always
damn
there.
Sausage.
But your brain just like, nah, you don't need to look at
not
that right
now.
Not
if you look like this.
That's both of your eyes yeah. open, though.
Yeah. Hey, man, that's crazy.
Yeah. We can do another story, because we didn't start. We haven't been gone 57 minutes.
Even if you look, well, maybe just me, but even if you look up with one eye, you still see the bridge. I have a big bridge, though.
Oh, shit. Once bitten by a tick, you will always be allergic to red meat for the rest
tick.
Of your life.
Yeah, this tick.
This tick.
Oh, that tick. That specific tick.
Come get this tick.
What tick is that? Because that sucks.
You've been so good.
I suck on your daddy's tick. That's crazy. The Lone Star tick. It carries a sugar molecule called alpha-gal, which is alpha-galactose.
Which mean? What do you mean when you say allergic to red meat? Because I always feel like black
people are allergic
to it. It
transmits alpha-gal into the bloodstream, and then that develops an allergic reaction to alpha-gal, which I guess is in red meat.
But when you eat red meat, what happens?
This is what happens. Symptoms occur. Symptoms can include hives, swelling, itching, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and anaphylaxis.
Oh, that's real.
That sounds like that.
Deaf.
How you get the
that sounds like the symptoms of Pepto-Bismol.
Wait, what?
On the commercial.
No, that's...
Lone star ticks are primarily found in the southeastern and central United States.
Damn. They here? I hate when I find out little creatures are here.
I don't understand.
I be watching Pat Page for all these little creatures and shit, and they here?
No, for real, though. But Pat Geo had to slow down because of AI. People are just making up animal videos,
bro,
man.
I fucking hate it so much, bro.
Yeah, there's like so many things that they're like, look at this new animal, and it's fake, and AI is getting better. So... Between that and the copyrights.
Oh, yeah. Tupac
it's
hanging
tough
out.
To try to educate
I hate it, man.
Tupac hanging out all in Havana?
You have to do checks and balances for anything you post now related to life. Well, actually, anything. Shit. Because you never know. Like, everything, so many things are influenced or actually AI that is no way to tell, like, what is actual.
They just need to catch up. It's kind of like how when streaming started, there was, like, that Wild West period where you can just use music and everybody's content was, like, using music.
Yeah.
And then the legalities caught up. So I think that Sora 2 just dropped and it is amazing. Like, the new AI that's coming out is, like, you can't even notice, but. I feel like there's going to be something, whether it's a watermark that or like sucks. How Twitter had that little note attached that's like, this is AI. There's got to be something or it else people are going to start getting framed.
You know what, man? I'm kind of glad, though, it's a little confusing because I missed lying. Like, you ever be telling the story and you be fabricating the story and they'd be like, well, where the video?
They'd
be like, duh, don't look it up. Just listen to my story.
Liars had it way worse before, had it better before smartphones because now it's like, to hear we'll get two words into a story and I'll start looking it up.
Yeah, no, man. It's like,
I had Dion believing that you can bring your hair back with whale semen. He was looking at how much whale sperm costs. I almost got him to buy it.
But back in the day, he would have probably rubbed some whale nut on his.
He would have sucked the whale's dick.
Yeah.
I'll suck on a whale.
It's so good.
I want my hair back so bad. I'll suck on a whale's
dick. Damn.
Cause so now we're on the inverse. It's like, y'all took it away. Y'all had your little phones now. Ha, now their phone's lying.
Exactly.
It's
the phone is lying.
At the
That's
end
crazy.
Of the day, it's always fuck books.
Fuck books, man. You said that.
Nigga, books is going to be the only thing we have left. You can't have books.
They be lying in the motherfuckers, too.
They're
right.
trying to say
that was the first.
Slavery wasn't that bad.
That was the first thing they could lie in, right?
Shit.
Indentured service is crazy.
That's crazy as fuck, bro.
Hey,
that's
boy.
Great. Can you imagine, like, the ancestors hearing that? Like, they trying to go to what?
Oh, hell no.
They be post. The internet's such a crazy place because they pose questions. You'll be sitting with that shit. Like somebody said the other day that they say, they always say slavery, say we came from Africa. It was like, where the boats at?
What you mean?
They're saying that that black African Americans are just the people that was here. That we're actually just the Native Americans.
Where the boats at is a stupid thing to jump in and say, though.
Touche. But I've been thinking about it.
Bro, look at the spice trade. They will bring a hell of amount of spices over here and then sail back.
I hear you. I just been thinking about it. They say if there was boats, that they would tour them, they would make money off of this. This would be a thing. I was like, what the
slave
boats?
Yeah, ain't none of the boats.
It was wood.
Ain't none of the boats left though.
But think about how long ago that was.
Ain't no pirate boats either.
I'm just saying.
Them boats suck. That's why we have better boats. Boats could be underwater.
Hey,
let me ask that.
Like we native?
Let me pose something to y'all real quick.
Either way, we were
you
slaves.
Native as hell. No.
Men twerk when they do missionary.
Dwerk. It's a dwerk.
Twerk.
What? Is this a question?
No, this is a statement. Men twerk when they do missionary. This is somebody's Facebook post, and then somebody posted under there. It's crazy because one time I heard my own ass slap. I had to stop for a second,
Ain't no way. First of all, there's no way that you doing missionary and bouncing your ass at the same time.
When you get close to it, it's a pelvic thrust.
You're throwing dick. You're not throwing ass back.
You throwing dick forward.
See, y'all ain't got ass like that. See, I've had ass my whole life.
It doesn't matter.
I've had my ass and my titties clap before.
I've watched asses bounce. I see the G-force.
You ain't never had the camera behind the man.
It can't be a twerk.
Because it's always POV. You always, like, from the man's point of view.
If the camera was behind the man's ass, and he was doing the ass going like...
You could see the...
Ain't no way.
It's not a twerk unless your hands are on your knees. Everybody knows that.
I mean, a lot of twerks nowadays, ain't no hands on the knees. Girls just be... Going like
or
this.
If they're doing a handstand, the nigga doing missionary like this. Take that shit.
But it's forward. It ain't backing up.
Bit.
I feel like twerk is backing up.
Take that shit a little bit.
Twerk is definitely backing up.
Missionary is forward and down.
In the South, you dance a lot. You know, niggas in the South, we be dancing all the time in the club.
Don't keep saying niggas in the South like you are still in the South. You ain't lived in Texas in hella years.
Yeah,
bro.
Nigga, but I was there for hella long.
No, come on, man.
You from Houston?
Yeah, but you know, if you in the South, nigga, you used to dance all the time. It was like, no, there was a difference between throwing ass and then like throwing dick.
We definitely not.
You know who throw ass?
Ass?
Gilly.
The kid? That wasn't him.
That was him.
That wasn't Ooh. Him.
That was him.
In the Ludacris video?
Yes.
No, it wasn't him.
Bro, I swear.
Bro, he's from Philly.
Hold on, wait.
Bro, that is him, bro.
That ain't him.
That's him.
I mean, I'm saying that ain't him. Like, he's my hero.
His reaction to it is what gave it away because he didn't say that wasn't me. He was just like, come on, man.
I thought this was Adrian Bronner.
That's hilarious.
Oh, I've seen that.
You see this right here?
Yeah, he does like the... He's slapping the ground like hell.
What the hell? Why you get fat all of a sudden?
No, for real.
That nigga turned into me.
He out there right now. He either out there on that shit or been drinking too much.
Wait.
Dancers know how to push their belly out a lot. I don't know how.
And they turned into a full. You goddamn.
No, he did a whole thing.
So y'all can see right now. It's not AI, bro.
It's AI. That's a whole nigga, bro.
He did a whole gorilla
Hip. Look up the end of the Ludacris video.
That's not Gilly, bro.
It's not Gilly, bro.
Move, bitch, get out the way. Just go to the very end.
Why blood got Gilly. Spots like a cheetah? I don't like that.
She was on the period.
It's old. These are like clots.
Yeah, she was on the period.
Wow.
What?
Wow. That is just dark.
Okay. All right. You know what? I'm so glad it's restricted. You know what? BT, what else you got coming up that we can let the people know about?
Why is the move, bitch, get out the way?
What else we got coming up?
Why is it? Anyway,
because it's at the office.
All right, touche. Wait, what?
It's at the office. They got a lot of stuff restricted right now.
I don't know if that's true. I think you just
no. It is. It is because we tried to look up some stuff last week too.
Yeah,
you're just making stuff up.
No, I'm telling you.
All right. Anyway, listen, man. Check me out. I got dates coming up. I don't know when this is gonna air, but I'm still dropping adding dates to the tour to the On My Grind Comedy Tour. New music's out now. Go stream Digging Deep if you will, and check out the new podcast and support.
Flappers? Are you still doing Flappers on Wednesdays?
I don't know how much longer I'm going to keep going.
Okay.
I'm there. I am there on the 8th, and I am there to the end of the year tentatively. But okay. Don't be – you better come in November, bitch, because that might be my – ain't gonna hold ya. That is hilarious. That nigga just texted me. We still going away today.
Damn.
That's how much the show Wednesday. Hey, man, listen. Because they asked me to do it, and it's been great doing it, and the shows have been amazing. But it is a lot
it's
of
a lot,
work.
Man. A weekly Damn. Show is a lot
Bro,
of work
I'm
when
touring,
you're already
I'm,
doing other
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah. When I took it on, I was adding dates to the tour. And mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, okay, I'll do it. And I was like, wait a minute, bro.
It's
like,
a lot, bro.
Every Damn. Month I got to promote.
When you don't have a team. It is just you?
Yes.
Oh, fuck that.
Because right
that.
Now, let's be honest.
Suck my daddy's dick.
Yeah. Oh, whatever happened with this show, I hope it's great. But my goal is Oxnard at the end of the day. I got to fill up Oxnard.
Come on, man. We got to get them checks, man.
Come on, man. We got to fill up Oxnard, baby.
Come on, Oxnard.
Pat, what you got going on, man?
Planet Sandwich every Wednesday.
Every
Cloud
Wednesday.
Quest just dropped a new series on my channel. So go ahead and check it out.
I'm trying
and,
to leave right here. I'm going to find this video.
Hey, man, forget that.
No.
I got Churchy. Check that out on BET Plus. Yeah. And then we also got The Hospital on BET. My special is out and available right now on YouTube, Amazon, and Apple TV. Also, I'm doing the Ball Brothers Tour coming to a city near you.
Are you going on all the dates?
I'm doing all the dates.
Hell yeah!
Yeah, nice. Man. I'm also
back,
doing, what is it, Laughs Unlimited in Sacramento. That's going to be November, I think, 14th to 15th. Then 16th, I'm going to be in Little Rock, Arkansas. And then I think on the 19th of December, I will be at the Haha Comedy Club in North Hollywood, one night only, Friday night. It's going to be an amazing time. So check all that out.
Yeah. Yeah, man, killing it, dropping very soon. That's him, bro.
Where?
Watch.
What?
It's not
him. It's him, bro. It's 1,000% him. Look.
Hey, I think you should tag him in the video and
that,
say
that. That did look like him. I'm not going to lie to you, but I don't think it's him.
That's him, bro.
Why would they even put that on there like that? Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, as always, I'm to hear
the
more.
The hat is a Phillies hat.
Is it really? I'm Patrick Cloud.
That's ain't the kid on the hat.
Kingsley. We'll see you next time on the next episode of Damn It and That You Scared. Shout out to our guest, BT Kingsley. Peace out, guys. We love
Orange
you.
Orange soda. Welcome to Good Burger.
Home on a Good Burger.
Here's a burger.
Y'all gotta watch that movie, man. That's a classic. Can't we love you?